giving you plans for your weekend. They're sleeping late. Molly Johnson on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Producer Andy in for Sam one more time.
And I'm Jane. And look who's back with us live in studio.
Yay,
she made it.
Happy to be here. I love coming in here.
Legendary Canadian jazz vocalist Molly Johnson. And you got stuck in traffic this morning.
Of course I did. As any good Toronto girl would do.
You know what? Somebody texted us at 740-4740 saying Molly got Toronto'd.
Yeah. I certainly did.
Yeah.
Proudly.
Well, we always.
Proudly Toronto'd.
There you go.
Whenever you get here, we're just
here
happy.
Here I am.
We're happy.
I'm happy to be here.
So the last time you were in, I was checking the YouTube channel and was watching our little conversation.
Yes.
It was at the end of September to promote the Kensington Jazz Festival.
Yes.
That was a big success?
Oh, my goodness. Well, weather and lots of support from Zoomer all the way around gave us full houses. Great response.
Nice.
And just tons of love and joy in the market when we do that Kensington Jazz. That's all we're looking for. Little fun, little love, little joy.
So you've got 4 shows in 3 days.
Bye.
Right? Next week at Roy Thompson Hall, it's all part of the TSO Holiday Pop series. So you've got 1 show on Monday, 1 show on Tuesday, 2 shows Wednesday, Molly. So what can we look forward to at your shows at Roy Thompson Hall next week?
Well, after 40 years of doing this, I'm still incredibly nervous. But can I just tell you a little story? I was standing outside Roy Thompson Hall a couple of days ago, and I looked across the street to the Royal Alex, where I kind of started as a very small child at 4 years old.
Wow.
I'm 64. I'm thinking, it only took me 60 years to cross the road. All the potholes, all the bumps.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, was I hit by a streetcar probably a couple of times. We call that the music business.
What makes you nervous?
Wow.
I think you're so spectacular. How could you be nervous?
I'm so nervous. I think, and when friends tell me, I think you're nervous because you still care. And I think that's really where I'm at with that. And it's a nightmare to deal with nerves. And I'm dealing with them right now.
So how does that manifest for you? Like, once you get going and once you get singing in that first performance, do the nerves sort of fade away because it's happening?
Sort of. You know what helps and what's always there for me is my trio. These guys have been with me over 20 years, and they give me so much love and care that we will feel the 60-odd piece orchestra bearing down on us, not to mention the children's choir.
Right.
But the 4 of us, hopefully, the little nugget, that will get me through.
You know, it's funny, we're talking about your nerves, and we're talking to Molly Johnson, by the way.
Hello.
A Canadian jazz legend.
Hello.
She's got 4 straight shows next week at Roy Thompson Hall, part of the TSO Pop series. So it's funny that you're talking about how nervous you still get, and you're such an accomplished musician. I mean, for goodness sakes, you've won 2 Junos, Molly.
Yes, I have.
And you and I were talking off air about your 2 Junos, and you kind of had to remember when you won them and what you won them for. I'm interested to know where you keep
where
your Junos.
I have them. That's an even more complicated question.
If you don't know what you won them for or when you won them, I'm interested to know where do you keep them?
Yeah, well, I think one of them's broken.
Oh, no.
I wasn't at the Junos that year when I won, and somebody took it for me, and it rattled around in the trunk of that guy's car for like a year.
No, of course.
And then when he finally dropped it off at my front door, it was kind of broken. And then I have another one. I suspect they're in boxes in my studio.
Okay.
I suspect.
One's broken, one's, who knows? Who knows what condition the other one's in?
You know what? And that speaks a lot to your character and your personality, that stuff doesn't really matter to you.
It really doesn't. It matters and then it doesn't really matter, right? But it matters because it's a career marker, and that's always a good thing. But Orders of Canada and Governor General's Lifetime for the Performing Arts Achievement, blah, blah, blah. And then that crazy French thing I got, the Chevalier from France. I mean, these things are eye-openers to me. I'm like, wow, really? Okay.
Moses won that as well, awarded that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
The Order of Letters.
I'm probably the only one in this room that's known Moses as long as I've known Moses.
Oh, for sure. I've known Moses personally for almost 15 years. You're probably more like 50.
Oh, no, I knew Moses when he was still at the CBC and running a booze can, dare I say that out loud on the radio. Yes.
Well, you said it.
It's
happened.
I just did. Yeah. And I would sing at his little after-hours clubs.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, tell us more about that.
Well, he had a great little after-hours hang.
Yeah.
And would have great folks in to read poetry or sing or, I mean, pretty much what he's doing right now, he's always kind of done.
Yeah.
He's kind of a super genius. And we're so lucky to have him as a Canadian.
Oh my God, super genius is exactly what he
like
is.
Like a cultural icon.
Absolutely.
The amount of platform he's given to so many of us is incredible. I remember much more music when it was like, okay, where's Blue Rodeo and Molly Johnson going to go now? Oh, here. You can go here. We'll make this for you.
Yeah.
Much more music. Oh, no. And then Zoomer. Where's Molly going now? Well, here's Zoomer. Yay.
So, Molly, as we wrap up here, we look forward to your shows next week. Like we said, part of the TSO Pop series. Do you have any holiday classics that you love to perform?
Well, making this record, we wrote a lot of the songs because we wanted to write for Canada and Canada's multi-faith country, and we wanted the songs. Where does faith intersect? Light, love, joy, all faith have those elements. Really wanted that. But I guess as a standard, we do a great version of Winter Wonderland.
Nice. Mm.
It's like Bam Bam from the Flintstones coming out of the box. It's just a killer version of, I think, anyhow, of Winter Wonderland.
And that will be part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
with
excellent.
The TSO making it extra loud and cool.
Nice.
There is limited availability, but there are still a few tickets left for Molly Johnson's performances with the TSO this coming week. You can go to tso.ca for more info. Molly, thank you. Come back anytime.
Thank you so much to everyone at Zoomer for being so incredibly supportive. Love it.